The Saturday evening happening, the Celebration Market returns to Celebration Plaza in Sulphur Springs this Saturday night. We get details from City of Sulphur Springs Community Development Specialist Gus Gustafson.
Tomorrow evening, we start with the Celebration Market from 6 till 10, and we've got, you already noticed that we've got the new stage set up in front of the Veterans Memorial. That's going to be wonderful. We even gave it a quick dry run last night. We had the Congress for the New Urbanism in town, a busload of people from the big conference going on in Dallas right now. And they came with Ian Lockwood, who designed our downtown and the streets, Main Street, Connolly, and the way the intersections are put together. So they did a case study and came in, and Mark Maxwell and Ian gave little 20-minute presentations, and then we did a walkabout around downtown, had live music playing and whatever, and nice festive atmosphere, and it's going to be a huge festive atmosphere tomorrow. Got plenty of arts and crafts. We're sticking with just homemade, handmade items. We're trying to bring the quality up that way. We've limited our food vendors because as we increase the number of restaurants downtown, we will be competing less, have less food. You know, we just have some of the novelty type items, street tacos and things like that. So we've got that going. And of course, live entertainment. Pretty much every Saturday night, we'll be shaking it up and doing different things. Looking forward to that. We're starting out with Adler and Hearn, which are on the Texas touring roster in Austin, Commission on the Arts. And so we started out strong that way. And Lindy Hearn's son, Warren Jackson Hearn, has a kind of an eclectic band called L'Élique Électrique out of Denton. That are stirring things up. So they're coming too. So we're going to have a lot of good good variety of entertainment for the market then. And the following week, we have the Blandells, 50s and 60s rock and roll. We've had them on the square before. They're a lot of fun. And then we'll move forward from there.
The main thing is you want people just to kind of show up down there and see what they can find. And what you described is will be pretty much happening each and every week.
Exactly. Now, I will start posting on our Facebook pages. We have the market page, Sulphur Springs Market, on Facebook, and we've got about 6,500 likes there. So there'll be a lot of notifications that go out to anyone who likes the page. We'll be able to keep up. I will start listing different vendors and showing and taking pictures of what they've got to offer, so people will actually be able to go to our Facebook page and see what's waiting for them downtown. We might even start doing little video blurbs again, 30-second spots, and just so that we can keep everyone informed and they'll know in advance what's happening, and just come on down and have a good time.
KSST News.